This episode definitely contains spoilers.
Fuck.
It's so quick. Yep, yep. I was practicing it. It's quick.
It's way too fast. Okay. Oh, let's get this back there. Okay, there we go. All right. You are so spicy. You are so spicy. Right, that's it.
No, I thought you were going to go the whole minute. Oh,
that's it?
I got something else.
Okay, okay.
Roiki Tenkai. 200 分のスパイス. For the next 200 minutes, you will all be trapped inside my domain. And you'll be forced to listen to my every thought, opinion, and ultimate spice rating. If you can survive that, I'll let you go. Listen for another day. All right. This week in the Jeondo. Yeah, torture, exactly. This week in the Jeondo, the Gochujang Gang Spice Test, Jujutsu Kaisen.
Gochujang, or red chili paste, is a spicy, savory, and sweet fermented condiment popular in Korean cooking. It is naturally fermented over years in Jeongdok, or clay pots on an elevated stone platform in the backyard. Luckily for us, we don't need years or a backyard Jeongdok to develop our gochujang flavor.
Wow.
Wow, kind of random. Kind of slow, right? We're like a month or so slow behind on that.
It's like 3 months, I feel like. I feel like it's been a while. It's been a second.
Dude, it's not, another time aspect is kind of hard to keep track. All right. Hi. What is it? Sorcerer Chad here. Whoa, I'm Sorcerer Chad today. Wait, is that the right word?
Gochujang Sorcerer, yeah.
Yeah, I'm Gochujang Chad. He got promoted to Sorcerer.
Oh.
Yeah.
What grade?
I don't want to be too good question. What grade would you give me?
You're not special. Sorry. Maybe one.
Okay, I'll take a one. One's like a second to highest, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, I'll take one. That sounds reasonable. Okay.
But he just got promoted.
Yeah, because, you know, I was like a student to one. They do that, right? They did that in the anime. They're trying to recommend them to high, really high levels.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, and you guys are all level two. Alright, then and now, our world and everything in it is constantly being fermented over years and years in a giant Jeondo lit of culture and lifestyle. What besides gochujang can stand the test of time, say hot or not? Here to decide with me, Alex the harsh critic Gochu, who, like Inumaki, usually doesn't have much to say in real life. In the pot he does, but in real life, no. And it's like, you know, he kind of like, it's like when he talks to Ned, it's like, ugokunai, like, stay! Like, he yells at, you know what I mean?
Oh, shit.
He's going to be in character to the whole pod now.
Sake.
Does this make the pod worse or better?
It kind of makes it better, right? There's no troublesome things he says about, like, fat people or anything. Also, you should change it to ingredients of, like, Subway sandwiches.
Oh, shit.
I was just trying to say something.
Kind of too long.
Okay.
Banana peppers.
Ikura.
that's not an ingredient. Okay. All right.
He's keeping it. Okay. And also, if you were to compare like the twins in the show, he's clearly the Maki, right? And that makes me the Mai.
How's it all?
Okay. All right. Amanda, the opening got Gochu, who, like Mekamaru, would sit back and let her rats take care of the work. Her name would be Mechamanda. Pretty good, right?
I gotta step in here. I gotta talk. I start talking now. I gotta defend Amanda here.
Why?
Well, you can't talk about her like that.
You gave Gochin Amanda like the worst character, man.
Yeah, what are you doing?
Are you serious? Mechamaru is pretty cool.
What? He's cool. He betrayed his team and shit.
Dude, I was just gonna like talk in these rice ball ingredients the whole episode.
That was funny.
You all, but I can't. Coach is bad. What are you?
Lasted all of 10 seconds.
My memory of this anime is not that great right now. Wait, which one's Megamaru again?
Is this dude the guy who like was like disfigured in a bathtub?
Oh,
yeah. The robot.
But I'm not saying Amanda would be like that. I'm saying
so many other better characters, right?
I'm saying she would be controlling like how he controls robots. She'd be controlling the rats. Okay.
I don't control them.
Why would you control the rats? That's less cool than robots too.
It's more like Megumi, right? He has like his 1,000 rabbits, you know, or whatever. The endless rabbits.
Oh, that was so cool too.
Or even
let's go to Amanda with rats instead though.
Like Mei Mei.
Huh?
Who? She's a girl?
The crow.
Oh, the crow.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh,
crows.
Yeah, okay. She
controls the crows.
A little better. Okay. All right, I'll change it to...
That.
Change to one of those then, okay?
And then she can command the rats to explode on command.
Yeah, okay. Sure.
That's way more lore accurate.
Okay, cool. We plussed it up. We made it better.
I'll be wee-wee.
What?
Oh, God, please don't.
No, that doesn't make any sense.
It makes perfect sense.
No, obviously Ned or Leon's gonna be the wee wee.
Oh, Leon,
that's true.
That makes more sense. There, oh, we made even better. We made it better. Okay, cool.
Yeah, geez.
Oh, cosplay.
Oh, that'd be such a cool cosplay. And then you can give Leon the wig color too. That'd be so cool.
Oh, that'd be so cute.
I bet someone did that before, right? Someone had
with a little dog.
Yeah, with a little dog. That's so
no, that's
cool.
that's patented. Patent it. Copyright it.
Yeah, you can do it. Outfit. Oh man, we gotta go to Anime Con. All right, Michael, the multiverse Gochu, who, when he claps this episode, will switch places with one of our listeners.
What?
And he
so be ready.
No one takes his spot.
Well, because he's got a fake out too. You got to do them fake outs, right?
Mm-hmm. It's a fake out clap. Yeah,
fake out clap.
Boogie woogie, it's already dead.
Jeez.
Oh.
Okay, Coach Michael's like, oh, claps are so cool and everything. It's like, those are dumb. That's
the
dumb.
Fuck?
That's the dumb. Megamaru's cool. Okay, the clapping is dumb.
Megamaru's cooler. Oh my God.
Okay, we'll get into this. Cool. And I, Chad, the swiciest go-to in existence. I mean, I could easily be like labeled as like the Gojo of the group, you know, for my cocky attitude and quirky personality, and you know, I got But you know, I'll be modest and I'll say I'm more like the Nanami. All right.
Boo.
What the fuck? Yeah, because like I'm ready to leave the workplace. So that's what we have in
true.
Common.
That is true. You're just, you don't want it to be overtime. You're just thinking about, you know, going off on vacation.
Yeah. Oh man. Mm-hmm. Jesus. Yeah.
Where's it? Fiji? Where's it? He wants to go. Shit.
Some tropical place.
So it's they like had a special day for him after that episode.
In Fiji or whatever it was?
Yeah, like the town that he wants to go. Like
they
have a celebration for him.
That's
Wow, is that big?
That's cool. And also that just shows you how small that country or wherever that town is, right?
That's true.
Yeah.
That's
well,
true.
I mean it's like a big show, you know, and it's like
I mean, come on.
I think any town. Well, besides like
no, like the not or... I don't think like first world countries would do that. You think so?
I think it depends on the country.
Mm.
Like the U.S., like, I don't think officially, but, like, you know,
but the weebs would.
That would.
Yeah. Okay, cool. And together, we're the Gochujang gang for Korean-American sorcerers closing and opening domains.
Oh, shit.
Wherever we please. All right. Let's get this moving because I do not want to get into overtime.
Dude, you had that written down, right? But you just like making it sound like you just came up with it.
No, I do not have it written down. I do not have. I'll screenshot my screen right now. I'll show you.
Closing opening domain.
I don't have it written down. I really don't. I was reading it slowly for some reason, and I was like, oh, I might as well plus this up too. I don't have it written down. I made it up on the spot.
Sure.
The fuck? Okay. All right, let's go ahead and talk about Jujutsu. I mean, I'm thinking about season one, season two, right? I think that makes the most sense.
True.
So season one, I'm going to be quiet the whole time because it was boring as hell, right? Season one was boring. So you guys got anything for season one besides Junpei's mom?
Wow. Chad always, like, I don't think he's actually joking. Like, he always brings up Junpei's mom. I think
he was my favorite character of season one. I'm real about this.
Yeah, like I would say it's a joke, but no, he consistently brings it up.
It's not a joke.
Yeah,
I'm saying it's not a joke right now, so it's real.
Wait, Junpei was your favorite character?
No. His mom.
Junpei's mom.
Yeah, because Junpei sucked.
Yeah, Junpei sucked.
Yeah, is his mom even on, like... No, because...
She's not even in the character list when I look up.
Yeah.
She has probably, what, like 2 minutes of screen time total? Three?
Dude, Junpei's mom is so cool.
Oh, it's right here. Naki Yoshino.
Oh.
Oh, she's there? Okay, in your character list, not mine.
Yeah, I'm on the Jujutsu Kaisen fandom wiki.
Oh, wait a minute. Maybe that's why I couldn't find her, because I searched Junpei. Maybe that's why I couldn't find her.
You got the complete list.
Are fandoms things, like, aren't they sometimes, like, fanfic? You might be getting into fake news again.
Well, I mean, you know, the characters I know are on here.
Yeah.
Okay.
Is she in, like, under the civilian list?
Yeah, civilians.
Ah, okay, let me see. Let me go find...
And then Junpei's under the other curse users.
Right. This is her... Nagi Yoshino, are you sure?
I mean, the manga version. So
Junpei's mom. Dude, she's so cool, man.
Huh?
I don't get it.
What did she do? Didn't she just drink and then die?
Perfect life.
She's like, her character is like very like, you know, she's kind of like nonchalant, laid back. The cool mom, right? And then also she has like a great hairstyle. Wow, her hairstyle, killer hairstyle. That's all I got for season one. What do you guys got?
Okay, I'll say a little bit for season one. I also didn't like season one. I thought it was boring. It reminded me a lot of Bleach.
Yes, but worse.
Like Yuji was like first come into contact with these curses. Similar to Bleach.
Mm.
And then he's like helped out by a sorcerer. In this case, it's Megumi. And in the other case, we don't need to get the other case. But anyways, like it's the exact same to me.
Mm.
And then later on, they join like the school, and then there's like teams of three. And I thought it was like Naruto.
Definitely is.
And then, because then they had the other school come over for like a competition.
But then they changed.
But then it was kind of really lame compared to the Naruto competition.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Like not even like a tenth of the magnitude of fun. Because they do like this weird baseball thing at the end. It's like, oh yeah, forget it all. Yeah, let's just play a game of baseball. It's like, okay.
What was that? Megumi was a ball machine?
Not Megumi.
Mecha
Manda.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Megamaru.
Yeah, Megamaru.
But it wasn't even him though either.
It was
It
was a ball machine.
That was dumb.
So I don't know. They're trying to be like unique, but in like following some of the same tropes at the same time, which is expected, but like they don't do it as good as the previous stories do. And then I thought like Yuji was like the main character. Like throughout season one, because it kind of follows him.
Yeah.
But then later on, towards the end of season one, going into season two, like he's like a secondary character.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh. So, I mean, why do you not agree with your Mike?
No. I mean, he's still central. Like you're still following him, but yeah, he's not in the world. He's not important, really.
I mean, you watch like Jujutsu Zero, and then you learn about Yuta.
Yeah.
And then he's pretty much going to be the main character going forward, I feel like.
Oh, you think so?
I don't know. I mean, he's like one of, what, four special grade sorcerers?
Oh, shit. Goju, Alex is going to do very well in one segment of the quiz.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, shit. Oh, don't look at it. Is it the different grades or something? I don't know what the grades are.
Don't you go cheating. Yeah, I did my homework, okay?
Oh, shit. Oh, well. If it gets that far, you're going to do very well.
Okay. I mean, I just kind of glanced at it.
Dude, this guy's talking a lot for a speech sorcerer. You know what I'm saying?
No, I'm so strong that I can turn it on and off. Okay. Yeah.
Wow.
That's lame. That's another thing. Like, a lot of my favorite characters are cool, but then their powers, I feel like, have really strong limitations.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Which is lame.
Yeah. I mean, Gochima, you have anything to say before I add some pointers here?
I do like the Bleach comparison, where it's like he's just strong for seemingly no reason, right? Like, it's just like base form. He's just like, whoa, he's really strong. You know, presumably it's going to be touched on as it was with Ichigo too.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. Because there is a hint that he's like half. He was born in the womb of a curse or something.
Yeah, or something. Yeah. Something special about him, right?
Because he has a connection with that with that brother guy, the bloodbender or whatever.
Choso. Yeah. But it's like, if you didn't know that, you're like, wow, he's just really strong. And same with Ichigo too, right? He's just like really strong for like apparently no reason. But then later on, it's you find out stuff.
Yeah.
That's a good point. Yeah.
So he took that too then. I mean, the creators took that idea too. Like he's like half, his dad is like a curse or something, you know?
Though I feel like in Bleach's things, I think that's all just a retcon. I think he's just writing on this.
Although, here, right? Okay, honestly, don't you think this is retcon too?
I don't think it is.
The first season, the feeling I got was the creators were trying to like find their own path by copying the existing stuff that worked, like Naruto Bleach. And then they're like, oh, this is not working as well. Let's give up on it and do something else. Like, that's what that feeling I got. And the second scene is like when they really got it down.
No. I disagree 100%. I think like it was lots of just like setting up.
No,
and stuff.
There's no way it's the same show. It's not. I think they totally diverted.
It's like a very short. Like, I think the manga's like coming to an end too, and it's like sub 200 chapters. So I think he had a plan of what to do, of like what the story was.
Gotcha, Amanda. What do you think?
Pass.
Part one, pass.
I'm kind of leaning towards Gochu Chad's side. That's basically season one stuff.
Yeah.
Because I think I told like Gochu Mike too while we're watching it that it seemed kind of jumpy.
Very, very.
Maybe because it's hard to translate like what happens in the manga to like the anime form.
I think it's that.
Yeah, it probably is, but like Gochu Manda and I were like, confused because like they're doing their own thing and then they got the school tournament.
Yeah.
And then they jump to like this Junpei story of this like emo kid.
Yeah.
And then like his mom gets killed and all of a sudden he starts, and then like they're at the auditorium and like Junpei is like attacking one of his bullies.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And we're like, what's going on?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's definitely like the low point.
Like I agree with Gochu Alex that it because also I think Junpei was a failure character that
don't agree with Gochu Alex after he agrees with you, okay?
No, I agree with my fellow senator Gochu Alex. Yeah, because I think Junpei was a failed character that the creators wanted Junpei to be the Yuta character, but they failed in the storyline. And they abandoned it, and then they tried again with the Yuta and his backstory with the Mika, whatever.
Just not true because
they're from like the same train of thought.
You're just wrong because the movie came out later.
I know, but that's what I'm saying though.
It was the first thing.
I think Yuta is like just like another attempt at creating another like this kind of character, where it's like outside the school, they bring him in. You know what I'm saying?
I don't know about if it's like a fail attempt, but I think he wasn't needed.
Yeah,
like,
so I'm saying he's he doesn't add anything to the story.
The whole thing was like more like motivation for Yuji, right? Every time in his later future fights,
mm-hmm.
he'll think back to, you know, him and also like to the disfigured humans he had to kill.
Yeah.
So isn't that kind of important then? Because it's like motivating him.
Well, like, but there didn't have to have a whole arc with that kid specifically. Yuji just could have killed like some disfigured humans in a different, you know, setting.
Yeah.
But there's more emotional connection if there's like a.
They just had drinks together one night. I don't know. And the mom was there too. That's kind of weird.
Drinking with her.
Well, Gochujang would have made that connection if he was the one drinking.
I mean, even Gochujang, like, he likes Junpei's mom, but he still doesn't see like how
the one good part of that arc.
Oh yeah, if you get rid of Junpei, then Junpei's mom's not even gonna be in the show.
Yeah, why would she be in the show?
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Yeah. So.
All right, Junpei. He was necessary.
That was the whole highlight of Coach Chad's. Yeah.
Okay, so first season was really boring, and everyone told me to watch this show. Your guys' friends, everyone told me to watch this show, and second season. If you didn't like first season, no, then you probably won't like second season. Someone said, "What? Huh?
No. I don't think I said that. I definitely didn't.
Okay, Gochujang came by saying you didn't say that, but someone else said that then, okay?
No, someone else did say that, but...
It doesn't make... No, they're totally different shows. It's a totally different show.
It's similar.
I don't know. I actually liked the first season.
More than two?
Yeah.
What?
Oh my god.
Get out of here!
I think in my head, it was just easier to follow. The first season. And the second season, I started getting kind of confused with like just a lot of things happening. And yeah.
Do you like the action sequences in these kind of shows?
Not really.
Okay, yeah, then okay, there you go. Okay, yeah, okay. Yeah, well, yeah, there you go.
That doesn't really hype you up.
Yeah, okay, okay.
That's where I kind of like would lose interest.
All right. So like the scene where like they summon back what's the main sort, the ultimate curse?
Oji?
Ultimate curse.
No, Sukuna.
Sukuna? Is that yeah. Okay, yeah. When they bring back Sukuna and they're like in front of the bathroom. And then those two girls are there, and he just like demolishes them. That wasn't cool at all, right?
No, it wasn't.
Okay.
No, it's so good. It's like the power is. I think I disagreed with somebody, but I think they did power scaling very well. I think Alex didn't like the power scaling, but I did.
Oh yeah, but that kind of goes in relation with Gochu Alex. Your problem with like the main character not being the main character.
Mm-mm.
Because his power is not strong enough, but also
Gojo, like he like plays around with the other curses.
Yeah.
Mm.
Like Gojo or Jogo?
Jogo.
Why the fuck are their names so similar too? Yeah. Like what was the point of that? I don't know. I don't understand. But anyways,
wait, don't talk to me about season 2 though. Try to keep it. Sorry, I know I mentioned it, but
wait, didn't they fight in season 1?
Oh yeah, they fought in season 1 too. Yeah.
Gojo and Jogo. Yeah, I'm
Who's
saying
who?
It right.
Yeah,
exactly. So,
what?
Gojo is the teacher, okay? The white haired Kakashi ripoff.
Uh huh.
And
Jogo
is the strongest there is.
Yeah. And then he's like playing around with Jogo.
Mm-hmm.
But then, like, later on, Jogo goes and kills a number of first grade. Sorcerers, it was the different, and then after that we see the main curse dude. Oh shit, I forgot his name. We just said it.
Sukuna.
Like he goes and kills Jogo really easily.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody does.
So like,
there's a huge power difference between Sukuna, the rest of them, and also Gojo and the rest of them. That's all.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah. Gojo Sukuna is like
they're like on their own tier
up top.
Yeah,
they're and like Jogo.
They're like gochujang level, and then you do a huge jump off a cliff. There's a huge difference, and you get to like gochujang, gochujang Amanda, gochujang Mike level, and that's like mm-hmm. where the Jogos are.
Yeah, but why is there such a huge cliff? Where's like the steps? You know, this going there up aren't. There.
Why they're not? Just aren't.
I think that way it makes it more realistic. It's like instead of like Bleach where like there's like obvious steps, isn't this more realistic? Or like more like cruel and like closer to the real world, how there's like a huge, you know what I mean?
Yeah, they're just the strongest, right?
It's
just,
yeah, some yeah. people are just born.
Yeah, yeah. There shouldn't be like a natural like step order, like, oh, you get this many steps up and then you're like this level and that step's like, you know?
And you get to the sub boss who's slightly weaker.
Yeah.
But, you know, almost there. And then if you can beat him, you can almost beat him.
Like from the very beginning, there should be these powerful people. Coach Alex, you fallen or you don't agree?
But now I'm like skeptical that the other special grade sorcerers are as strong as Gojo.
They're not.
So, but then they're special grade too.
They're still extremely strong, but they're not as strong as Gojo.
So there should be like another rank that's Gojo rank.
That's Gojo. That's just him being the strongest. Like he called himself that. Everybody acknowledges he's the strongest, but you don't need to be like Gojo tier. You know?
Okay, so now are we expecting, I guess, Yuji or Yuta to match Gojo's level?
I
don't know.
Like, are they going to train for 2 years underground and then come up? You know,
No. It'll be if anything, it'll be like Bleach. It'll be like normally this take 100 years, but we're going to do this thing. It'll take 3 days.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, they'll eat like 10 fingers and something.
Yeah, I mean, like I feel like Itadori Yuji is on the fast track, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh, fast track.
Because he has the cursed spirit inside of him. So
yeah.
Like, if he's able to just kind of, like, manage that, then I feel like he could be, like,
so I'm
to go to a level.
Naruto spoilers a little bit. I don't think he's going to have a good relationship with Sukuna ever. Unlike Naruto, where he has one with Konoha, the Ninetales. I don't see that ever happening. Like, Sukuna's just, like, way too evil for that.
Yeah.
But like maybe he can like tap into the power, but they're never going to get along. I don't think ever.
I would respect this show, this story more if Sukuna just took over and then Yuji's gone forever.
That's kind of sad.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. I think that'd be that elevate the show. And then like, I mean, then it goes like to Coach Alex's point, who's the main character? There's no main character.
I mean, it's getting close, right? He's like 15 fingers or some shit. It's close.
Yeah, okay. All right. Anything else from season one? If not, then we can move on to the Golden Gochu quiz. You guys got anything? What else happened in season one? Yeah. Wait, did the whole competition happen in season one? Oh, it did. Yeah. Season. Because season two, there was nothing bad. It's all good stuff. Okay. All right, let's go ahead and move on to the Golden Gochu quiz.
Okay. So everybody, you have to go kind of quick here because I think my quiz might be a little long. I'm going to share my screen.
Oh.
Okay. So we're doing Anime Among Us. Okay.
Wow.
And so there'll be a list of things and a few of them will not fit the topic. Okay. And if you hit one of them, you're out. Okay, makes sense?
Not really.
So it's like Among Us, the game where you have to find the odd man out.
But you don't want it. But it's the opposite.
You can't choose that one.
You want to do the safe ones.
Okay.
Okay.
So it'll be a list. You know, pizza toppings, you know, pepperoni, salami, ice cream, you know.
Oh, I was thinking ice cream too for some reason.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then you're there. Yeah.
All right. I'm ready.
So we're going to be fair and do Makne order for this.
Is that fair?
How's that fair? Yeah,
it is.
Can you just give me like 5 points to start with?
Well, there's some of these that I think you'll be okay on. But
okay.
There's one definitely that could be Alex's advantage, but it's okay. We'll go. So the first one is isekai/reincarnations. So if you don't know, so this is anime in general. Isekai is like, means like another world.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, it's like the genre where it's like, oh, I died and was reborn as something else. There's also just ones where they're reincarnated in like this world as something else. So here's a list of things that the main character reincarnated into.
Wow, go to Alex. Make sure to get a screenshot of this.
What? Why?
Yeah, why?
I'm kidding.
There's not even pictures. Okay. I know. They're just words.
So, well, it'd be bad if there's pictures. So
that's true.
Yeah, so,
okay. So yeah. I choose one so that you, I think
exists.
You think the character?
Yes.
Did reincarnate into?
Yes, and specifically in anime.
Okay.
Okay. And that matters for one in particular, but specifically, there's an anime about a main character dying slash reincarnating turning into one of these things.
So we got four rounds of these. They're four different topics, so we should go through these quickly.
Yes. Okay. Yes, yes.
So just
go to Amanda.
Cat.
Ooh, you're very lucky. There's one that was announced and coming out in October.
That counts.
I put it as counts.
Okay.
So you're very lucky. All right,
I'm gonna say slime.
Slime? Oh, did you know the anime then, right?
I heard of it.
Okay. That is correct.
All right, Spider.
Spider? Ooh, that's also correct. Do you know the show? Or?
I do know the show.
Okay. Got the knowledge checks coming in. Getting a little more difficult here.
I mean, there's gotta be a dog, right?
Well, let's go to Amanda's, but...
I was gonna do a dog, but I don't know now. I don't know if Gochu Chat is just throwing stuff out there. I'll do a mouse.
Mouse? That was a bait for you particular. There is no mouse, unfortunately.
No!
So Gochu Amanda, you're the first one out on here. So you're going to get... how am I doing this? You'll get 3 points, I guess. Two negative points. Okay, there we go.
Oh,
shit.
Okay, so mouse was unfortunately incorrect. All right.
Okay, I'm going to say dragon.
Dragon is incorrect.
No, you lie. No.
I do not lie.
What about Dragon Maid?
Fresh light novel. Huh? That's not reborn. What?
You lie.
And it's not the main character. No.
She is the main character. She goes to another world and she's a dragon.
No, she just is a dragon. She doesn't reincarnate into a dragon. She just is a dragon.
No. Wait, why is this fair going Mane order? It's not fair.
That's amazing. Yeah. So Gochu Chat and I have the same points then.
No. He gets one less.
Huh?
Because you were out first, Gochu Amanda.
Okay, so are we taking turns going first?
Yeah, but it's the same round.
We should take turns going first then.
No, because the list is smaller. No. That's just how it works.
Okay.
Don't question. Most of these... Okay.
I'll change
the orders then. Okay. I didn't expect you to go out so soon. Alex, just for fun, do you wanna guess out of these?
Sword.
Sword is one, actually.
I mean, I knew that too, but I was like,
oh. I was gonna... So out of these, car is the incorrect one. So, I should have listed this off for our listeners. Shit. Car, and then the actual ones are goblin, vending machine, sword, and dog.
Damn.
So dog was one.
Dog definitely was one. Dog has multiple. I think there's like three or four.
Oh, okay. We got to brace for all the complaint emails coming in. Coach Mike didn't read off the choices.
I'll do this next one, and I'll change up the order. So Machne order plus one. Okay, so Coach Chad, you start.
How can you put like little girl? That's one.
That's so obvious. Fuck them. Okay, next two. Dragon Ball, the series.
None of us watch Dragon Ball.
I know. This is why this is going to be fun. So these are different forms. Or like prefixes.
Holy shit! These all sound fake.
I know, exactly. That's why it's perfect. So I'm going to read them off real quick. So, like, if it's a prefix, like golden blank, you know, be like golden name, you know, or a form. Super Saiyan Violet, obviously, would be like the form of a Super Saiyan, correct? So, okay. So, yeah, just read these off real quick. So, golden, Super Saiyan Violet, flawless, black, Super Saiyan Rosé, perfect, Super Saiyan Blue, Ultra Instinct, Red, Mystic, and Ultra Ego. So, Goju Chad, you can go ahead and start us off.
Wait, can you let us know how many of these are
incorrect? Nope, three of them are wrong, right? Oh, at least last one, there's three. Okay. I have no idea. So, I'm going to say, I think I'm out. I'm going to say Ultra Instinct.
Ultra Instinct is real.
Oh, okay.
Ooh, I was gonna say Ultra Ego, but then
now it's
like maybe Ultra Ego is a thing.
Ultra Ego doesn't sound positive. I would say black. Isn't that just like normal form?
I'm gonna go flawless.
Ooh, that sounds fake.
That is definitely fake.
Yeah.
Okay. What?
All right. I'm in it to win it.
Yep. So Alex, you get negative 2 points.
Give him those negative points, guy. Mm-hmm. His first choice was wrong.
Coach Amanda.
Red.
Ooh.
That is also incorrect.
No!
Oh my god.
Okay. Can I play? Can I play for all of them? Like, I win, but can I play for, like, you know, just call out the bad ones? The wrong ones?
Are you going to bullshot? I'll say there's one more bad one.
One more bad one. Okay, I mean, that has to be... okay, I'm going to keep Ego in there. Has to be Rosé, right? There's no way.
Nope. That's real.
That's real? Oh, they're perfect. Imperfect sounds weird.
Nope. It's Violet.
Violet sounds cool, though. Well, okay, cool.
Thanks, because I made it up.
Cool. Okay, cool. I won.
And Gochu Maddox was worried that this was going to take long.
Yeah. Yeah, they got it wrong in the first choice. Well,
thank you. Cool. And surprisingly, geez. Okay.
That's why I said black and golden. Black is like normal form, right? And then
golden and black are both Frieza forms. Super Saiyan Rosé is a Super Saiyan form from a Goku clone-ish thing. Perfect is from Cell. Super Saiyan Blue is just a Goku form. Mystic is Gohan. Ultra Ego, it sounds bad because that's from Vegeta, who's like an anti-hero. So, yeah.
There you go.
The green dude.
No.
Oh.
He's the short Saiyan.
He's the purple dude.
You know, over 9,000. Okay, no, nothing. Too old.
Shit. Man, okay. I didn't watch Dragon Ball.
Anyways, we're going to sports anime. Okay.
Well, I got confidence in this.
So, same rules. Machine order plus one. So, Gochu,
Alex.
Alex.
Yeah.
And the list is rock climbing, skiing, skateboarding, snowboarding, swimming, ice skating, surfing, golf, bowling, badminton.
Ooh.
So you're picking the one that, you know,
exists. Sure. Yeah.
I know there's a golf one.
You know there's a golf one?
Yeah.
Okay. We'll get that out of here. All right. Go to Amanda.
Badminton.
Get her out of here. Get
you are lucky. You are super lucky. Over the last 3 years, they made like four, but it's like very new.
Oh.
It's for the Chinese audience, I guess. All right, I'm gonna say ice skating.
Okay, because you know you okay.
Yuri on ice.
That's a knowledge check. Okay.
Yo, where's the basketball?
I took out the fucking super obvious. Too easy. Baseball, volleyball.
I'm starting to sweat here. I'm sweating.
He's sweating.
Ooh. Ooh. Skateboarding is big in Japan.
Is it?
Yeah.
I've never seen a Japanese skateboarder. Well, okay.
Dude, they're pretty big on the Olympics for skateboarding.
Okay. Then go ahead, do it.
That's so new. Bowling, surfing. Swimming. Let's do swimming.
You could.
All right. Yeah, it's been around a long time. So.
That was going to be my choice. Oh, no.
We're getting into danger zone here.
Okay, quiz might take a while.
Okay, I'm gonna go for skiing.
Ooh,
skiing?
Yeah.
Does not exist.
Oh.
No.
Surprisingly, does not exist.
Okay. All right. Rock climbing has to be a bait. So I'm going to go bowling. Bowling.
Bowling?
Yeah, it's in. It's in.
Does not exist.
Wow.
Yes.
No.
All right. For fun. Go to Alex.
I've definitely seen anime characters bowl.
Is there a skateboarding one?
There is.
All right. Snowboarding?
There's not.
Oh.
Skiing
and snowboarding.
Yep.
What?
Both. I kind of baited you there. Both winter sports. Yeah. No.
Huh.
There's like a big skateboarding anime, and one of the characters does snowboard, and that's like the crossover. Yeah. But it's about skateboarding, you know.
Right. So,
but there is rock climbing and surfing.
Oh.
Okay. So we have this tied up. Go to Alex 2. Go to Chad 2. Go to Amanda 5.
-5, right?
Yeah. So let's see. Is boom, boom, boom. So is go to Chad starting?
No, go to Amanda.
No, it's
go to Amanda starting. Back to go to Amanda. Okay. We're going to special grade sorcerers.
Yes, let's do it.
The list is Satoru Gojo.
This would be nice to have like character images next to them.
Satoru Gojo.
We're going to image.
Limitless. Kento Nanami. Overtime. Toji Fujigoro. Which is Megumi, who, you know, Itadori's teammate's dad. Suguru Geto, Gojo's friend, dude with the stitches in his head. Yuta Okotsu, the guy from the movie, and also Itadori's executioner. Mei Mei, she is the woman with the white hair and the braid in front. Megumi, we already went over. Yuki Tsukomu is the woman who shows up at the end. She's like blonde, and Yuji Itadori is the main character.
I have no idea who Yuki is.
Okay. Well, go to Amanda, a special grade sorcerer, please.
Okay. Satoru Gojo.
You are correct.
Yes.
Damn, that was my. Damn.
All right.
I'm sweating. I'm gonna say Yuta
Okotsu.
Yes,
that is correct.
Woo! I'm not last.
Go to Alex.
Oh, go to Alex's win.
No, I'm not. Yuki Tsukumo.
Wrong. Right.
That's not right. Correct.
Who's Yuki?
She's that blonde-haired woman.
Yeah,
who comes in at the end.
That's what Coach Mike said. I mean,
that's how she does, really. She shows up at the end. Like, I don't know.
It's just like so random. Does.
Yeah. Like, I want her to be my favorite character, but I know very little about her. Yeah. So. Not yet.
Oh, okay. Okay.
In the tank now. Here.
All right.
Oh. No, so she is a special grade.
Yeah.
Okay.
I will say there's only one left.
Okay, Geto.
That is correct. Okay. So, okay. That is that for that. So, unfortunately, that didn't really change too much.
No, that means go to Chad loses, right?
No, it doesn't. No, it doesn't. It doesn't. What? It's not right, because like I'd force him into a wrong answer. I'd force you into a wrong answer. It's the same. No. So, go to Amanda.
I don't really understand his...
Geto?
No. Go to Mike. I don't really understand how you're counting the points.
Don't worry about it. Okay. So, go to Amanda has 5 negative points. Go to Chad and go to Alex both have 2 negative points. So we are in a runoff for first/second. So I'm going to hide my screen. Okay. And so this question is just about anime in general. So how many episodes does the longest running anime have?
Oh, the closest one wins.
Yeah, I just texted it.
Oh, text it? Okay.
Okay, okay. So, and just confirming, there's the format. I have not looked at the answers yet. So I'm going to give you a chance to redo.
Okay, I'll redo.
The certain show has multiple episodes per thing, quote unquote. Yeah. So I'm looking for like the higher number. Okay. So like one like airing might be multiple episodes. So I'm looking for the higher number of episodes.
I don't know what you mean, but okay.
So you want me to text you another number?
Well, I'm giving you the chance.
So you're talking about Naruto.
I'm just saying. Well, obviously not, because I'm talking about multiple episodes in like one airing.
Huh? Do you want me to say the number of episodes total in the series, or do you want me to say...
I'm asking for how many episodes have aired for the certain anime, and there happens to be in this anime multiple episodes per airing of the show.
Oh, so now you're not talking about episodes, you're talking about airing.
Exact opposite. I said episodes.
So you're talking about how many times this show has been aired online.
Exact opposite. How many episodes?
So if it airs, it could be like
it's multiple episodes.
So millions then.
Okay. Okay.
I'm gonna be
the answers are in. These answers are terrible. I gotta say, these are the worst answers I've ever seen.
Oh, I want to change it.
Too late for that. So the answers I have are for Gochu Chad is 900.
No, it's 9 million now.
That is not correct. And then Gochu Alex is 1100, which is decent. It's like his initial answer was 1000, which is still bad. But One Piece just hit 1100, like on the dot. And that's not the longest running.
What's the longest running?
Is Sasae-san.
What the fuck is that?
Which is like a weird family-based one. And it has 8,540.
What?
So Gochu Alex wins.
Okay. Yeah. I'll take
it. He's like, I'll take it.
Nope. I'm extremely disappointed in Gochu Chad's answer. Because like 900 is not even... Not even One Piece.
I was confused on the question.
What are we doing? How many episodes? What?
I didn't know what you're talking about. You're saying like each airing had like multiple episodes.
Then it should be even higher.
I was like, what are you talking about?
Oh my god.
You meant like a two-parter per show airing? Like, huh?
Then it'd be higher. I'm just saying, then it'd be higher than 1,000. So that's on you.
I couldn't understand the question. I'm sorry.
All right. Well, that's a you problem. Congratulations to you, Gochu Alex.
All right. Thank you.
Jesus. I hope this quiz never comes back. What was it called?
Shit at it. Jesus Christ. Anime Among Us.
Oh, okay. So whatever Among Us, get rid of this. We don't need it. All right. Thank you, Gochu Mike, for that Golden Gochu quiz. It actually took a while.
No, I had to go fast.
All right, let's go ahead and open the domain and see what we got for Jujutsu Kaisen nowadays. So season 2. Okay, so is this not the best TV you ever seen?
Gochu Chad always does this. He's like, oh, it's bad. I don't like it. I don't want to watch it.
Because
he watches it and he's like, oh my god, it's the best thing ever.
Okay, yeah. Because season 1 was actually really bad. It was boring.
I liked it.
Okay, I mean, it was bad to me. And then so when I watched season 2, I was like, oh, do I have to? And then it started with like the flashback episodes of Gojo and his crew.
Which are pretty good.
And it makes sense like why they have it too. So you understand what's going on later on, the relationships and then like the dad character too and everything. Yeah. And then when the action started to happen, it just wouldn't stop. And, you know, it was like, stop killing people. And afterwards, you can kind of say, okay, you give up. And you just keep on killing people. Yeah.
Oh yeah. That kind of threw me too.
Yeah, that bothered me.
Like, how many innocent people they just like.
Mm. Yeah, because like in the first season, I can feel like they're trying to like control that. They don't like just go all out, and then the second season just like they don't care.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. It's a different show.
What do you mean? Just like because Shibuya no longer exists.
Yeah, but like not just like the explosion and all that, but like actually showing people getting like turned getting into like monsters.
Diced up.
Yeah.
Oh, and turned. Yeah. And then getting eaten. Yeah.
Yeah. It's a ton. I guess the easiest way to do it is just like to talk about your favorite part of season two. And we can go from there. Go to Amanda. You got a favorite part in season two. And please don't say pass.
I need a refresher on season two.
Go to
all
Mike.
I remember is just
you got a refresher for us.
People dying.
Mine would be when Toto shows up.
No, refresher. Refresher.
A refresher of the whole fucking season?
like a brief, like boom, 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 you know? Like this person comes in, they fight.
First three episodes are Gojo and Geto are in school. They have some fun stuff, then not so fun stuff. They save the girl, then they lose the girl to fucking Toji, Megumi's dad.
Who's like a god guy, right? Blessed or something.
Mm-hmm. And then Gojo awakens all his powers, basically. Goes, kills Megumi's dad. Then Geto gets very depressed, and he's like, oh, you know, this life sucks. And then, you know, he turns. Then
well, goes, because he has to eat cursed stuff for his powers, you know?
Yeah, and humanity hates him, too. And he's like, oh, what's the point and all this stuff. Then season two starts. Dabuya, there's just, like, rumblings of stuff. This is too much. It's too much. What can one man do against such requests?
Reckless requests.
I mean, you can just see like the big events, like the big fights.
I know, I'm trying. It's all big events.
She doesn't remember the fights, okay?
Yeah, I don't remember the fights.
I got it.
Well, the part that, you got it?
Yeah, I got it. Okay, so there's Geto and his crew, right? But then we later find out it's not actually Geto, because mm-hmm. Geto was killed in the movie. It's actually this like brain monster thing called Kenjaku.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, like spoilers! Oh my god,
that's the whole thing is a spoiler.
Oh yeah, what are you talking about?
And he's controlling Geto,
mm-hmm.
And he has like a new crew of people,
which I don't get because like he controls them, so he has his power too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
because he's dead though. How does that work?
It's the body.
Okay, whatever.
I mean, there's conversation about it. It's like the body versus the soul.
Yeah,
how their powers work. So yeah, it's fun.
Okay.
Yeah, and then we got the special grades, right? The Mahito, mm-hmm. Jogo, Hanami, and Dagon. Mm-hmm. And then there's like a fight for each of those,
mm-hmm.
right? And then basically we got the main Sukuna. Was that right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. He kills off a lot of them. But then before all that, Gojo is captured in that little box
thing.
Yeah. And so he's like out of throughout the whole thing. But yeah, there's a fight for each of these special grades.
Yeah.
But they all get killed eventually by either the Sukuna or by one of the sorcerers.
Mm-hmm.
And then at the end, I don't know, nothing really happens.
Yeah. So, I mean, like, so that part I do remember. But like I said, it's like all fight scenes.
Yeah.
So I don't, like, there really isn't like a moment where I'm just like, oh, this is great. There were moments when I was sad when like
like Hanami dies
or gets killed. And the girl
who's Hanami? No, Nanami.
Nanami was killed and then also the girl.
Yeah.
Or seer girl. What's her name?
Yeah.
Nobara, right?
Nobara.
Kigusaki.
Yeah.
It was just like what? I thought she was like she was the crew.
Well, she could be saved.
Right? Yeah, they hinted on that, right?
The healer.
They brought her. Yeah, they hinted on that her she could be saved. But like, do they need to save her? We don't want to see her fight. I mean,
why she's supposed to be part of the crew?
But the power level is so drastic. Like, how are they gonna bring her in to be relevant to the story? You know, they can save her, but it's just like she's gone. I mean, either way, she's gone. They're not gonna.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right. There's no way they can bring her into the story mm-hmm. with her powers.
I think same with Maki too. Like Maki, she's presumed dead.
Oh, I think she's dead for sure.
But she could be alive.
Yeah. Yeah. So there were so many like sad parts. Ooh, mm. One part that I do kind of remember is when Megumi's dad. Mm. Actually, I don't remember that well. But there's this, like, curse, slimy curse thing that like attaches to people.
I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
And it says mommy or something.
Yeah.
And that has really creeped me out.
Yeah.
You mean his the cursing that he uses to pull out his weapons from?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that was so cool. That's the reason why no. I like this character design.
So it goes to Ghetto mm-hmm. and it's like mommy, right?
Yeah. It's like mommy. It's just so creepy.
Oh, so that means that thing is a little kid that was turned into a curse?
Oh, probably.
Mm. Oh, that's sad.
That's sad, yeah.
That's sad. And it's forced to hold weapons. Oh, that's sad. Okay. All right. Gochu, Alex, I'm assuming your favorite part was when Inomaki came in and...
like it did know. Nothing.
His arms chopped off.
Crowd control. He's crowd control. Yeah.
It tells... everybody to freeze, tell people to run away, does nothing. I mean, he's a cool character and I want to like him. I mean, he's probably one of my favorite characters, but I feel like there's just so much of a limitation on his power.
Yeah, mm. I think he's like next to be like offed, you know, like there's no way.
Like, there's not much more he can do. Yeah, like sure, he can. He's like kind of fast, you know, and strong, but he's not going to be as fast or strong as Yuji or that the big dude.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Todo, right?
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I don't, and then what else? Yuta, like he was the main thing in the movie, right? We kind of skipped over that,
mm-hmm.
And then now in season two at the end, like he comes in, and then he wants to like take out Yuji now.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how I feel about Yuta. Like he comes in. And he sure he has a vengeful like spirit that's part of him, Rika.
Yeah.
But like, what is that? What makes him automatically a special grade sorcerer?
He is super strong for
yeah. But like, yeah, he wields a sword. But I'm assuming it's not just his sword skills.
Mm.
Mm.
Like I don't know what it is. I wish they could be a little more clear on that. Is it just because he has that vengeful spirit?
I mean, I think next season they probably will, but I don't know. I think it's probably more, right?
But didn't we also like find out that it wasn't Rika like that had you know, like that hate that got her to be turned into a curse? It was Yuta.
It was his love.
Or, yeah.
Right. Yeah. So he's like innately strong or whatever, right?
Mm,
like his whatever power it was of his did that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but I guess like he's like a prime example of why I don't like this as much as I like, let's say, Naruto, because in Naruto we got Rock Lee, right? In Jujutsu Kaisen we have no Rock Lees.
The fuck?
Why do we need a Rock Lee?
There's like. These people are just like born or discovered in their like special grade.
Yeah, Rock Lee's gonna hold the show back.
No, you need a Rock Lee. Where's the Rock Lee? Even like Yuji is not the Rock Lee.
No, he's not.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's not. He's like a Naruto.
Wait,
but not even that either.
When isn't Toji kind of Rock Lee or Maki?
Oh yeah, Maki's like a Rock Lee kind of. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah,
but she's dead.
Jesus, but right?
Gochu,
those are analogies, though, right?
I understand where Gochu Alex is having an issue with the show is that like, oh, only the powerful characters like born powerful. Mm-hmm. They're discovered. There's no like they don't like progress. There's no hard work. It's kind of like One Punch Man, right? But isn't that kind of fits like the current era and the current day of like these kids nowadays? They don't want to work to get to the certain point. They just want to be at that certain point, you know?
I don't know if it's not just kids who really enjoy this anime.
It's just the current day. That's just how it is now. That's just how everybody views the world. No one wants to work hard to get to a certain point. It's not just kids, I guess. Yeah, it's everyone. I think this show kind of fits with the times.
It's just shonen in general. Jesus, like all the main characters of all shonens, the main character isn't the one who works super hard.
Yeah, I mean, also like
in true? No. What about One Piece, Luffy?
He works hard.
He doesn't work super hard. Zoro works harder than him. Luffy does shit all.
I think before the reveal of Luffy's power, it was all his hard work.
What?
Especially in the live action, yeah.
Of him just being a fucking goof? Are you kidding me? Wow. No. The message of Shonen isn't like hard work for the main characters ever.
It's not. It's not. And it's more like teamwork. But even in this show, it's not even teamwork.
I mean, like obviously work is involved. Like they have to train to some extent, but the overall message is never like if you train hard, you'll be the strongest for the main characters. It's not it. Like one Punch Man makes like a joke of it. You know, he does 100 punches, you know, 100 sit-ups, 100 push-ups.
Yeah, and he runs.
Yeah, and he runs, right? And he's the strongest. No, that's not it. Ichigo just like falls into the power. Naruto, like he's a fucking class clown, and you know, he just has chakra, you know, unlimited chakra because of his thing. Luffy, like he trains, but that's not like his, not like he's, that's not his character.
He has the D name, you don't know what it means, and he has a powerful fruit power.
Yeah, yeah. It's not his like if anything, it'd be Goku, and that's an older one. Right, he's the one who trains.
Oh, this, yeah, Dragon Ball Snooze.
Who's Goku?
exactly, and that's old. Then that's old fucking school. But the newer ones aren't like that.
Okay, all right. Let's get back on track. Season two.
Okay, off anime too.
Favorite scene or whatever, and then we can move on. Go to Alex. Go to Mike. I go to Amanda. Already said some of her scenes that she remembers.
I'll jump right in. It's Toto's arrival, obviously, with the music, you know, the, oh, you know, and his big footsteps, you know. Oh, it's perfect.
That was pretty cool. I like that a lot, too. Yeah, yeah. Anything else?
I mean, so much more, but...
Isn't he another character who's, like, worthless now?
Yeah, he's gone.
Well, yeah, but... He did a lot, okay? So
he did do a lot.
I don't care about
he did a lot.
I'm looking to the future. He did. Season 3.
He's another character who also was like strong for no reason.
Just like, no.
Yeah, but now he's like he's just like what? I mean, he's not going to be as strong as Megumi's dad.
No, right? Obviously, but it's okay. He did enough. It's okay. There's some characters, you know, they do a lot in their time and it's cool and it's okay. We don't need him to do a whole bunch, you know.
He's kind of like Panda. Now that his powers are all figured out,
no, fuck you, take that back.
And like you know, Panda like always like, oh yeah, he has multiple hearts, and like they mentioned that twice in the season. It's like we get it now. Like he's done. Like he's gone. Like he's pretty much dead now. You know, they're not gonna bring him back.
That's another thing about this anime that I don't like, and I mentioned this before, is how they say, oh, if I reveal my power, it gets stronger.
No, I love it. I love that. I'm on the opposite. Yeah. I love it. All animes do it anyways.
Yeah, right? So it just makes it... It's like justification of like in a Korean drama when they talk to themselves, like, why do they do that? You know, yeah. Like this way, this like they give a reason to why they do that.
But there's still the element of like surprise in this anime where like people don't know what the other guy's power is.
I feel like that is stronger.
They use it to their advantage still.
Yeah, that is.
So there's like an advantage of like not revealing, but also there's advantages of revealing. Like,
yeah.
It goes both ways, and it doesn't make sense.
No. I love it. I love it for it because, and then like Sukun is like, oh, I'm not petty enough to reveal like my technique to you or whatever, you know.
Yeah.
So, I like it. Honestly.
At first, I didn't like it, but then as the show progressed, and in second season especially, I think I like it a lot because. Like they do a contract and they tell their power to get stronger. There's a lot of minor characters in the second season where they don't reveal their power, but you kind of guess from, like, you infer what it is based off, like, how they survive. Like, an example is, like, the two girls who mm-hmm. die off early. Mm-hmm. One of them has, like, the cell phone power with a take picture. So her power is, like, if she takes a picture of it, it's just, like, kind of like a save point, and she gets, they come back. Is that's what I thought about it. Is that what you thought too, Coach Mike?
Yeah.
Yeah. Because they get killed off by, well, I think it was Jogo who kills them?
No. Jogo tries, and they revert it.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's like, he tries to kill them, they come back somehow. And that, like, that's because of the girl's cell phone powers. And then, like, the other one is, like, the guy with the hand sword who was, like, super lucky, and he builds up luck, and he survives that way. And, like, they reveal it, though, at the end, kind of, like, afterwards, but, like, you still kind of, like, you kind of get the idea. It's like, oh, he must be kind of, like, luck powers or something. And, like, yeah, like, it adds a little bit more flavor, you know, to the show.
I mean, those people didn't reveal it, and so you had to have some old woman, like, voiceover telling you what happened.
Oh, that's one thing I didn't like the second season. I could have done it without the voiceover. Yeah. I don't like it when these shows or movies, like, explain things to you as if you don't get what's going on. Because I feel like if you pay really close attention, you kind of get enough, you know? It's more fun to not understand it completely if you don't need to.
I agree to some extent, but, like, they'd have to just add, like, a little bit more, like, dialogue in the fight, you know? Like, obviously, the big one is Sukuna and versus Mahagora, you know, the big summon guy.
Yeah.
And, like, that has, like, a big explanation from the narrator and stuff.
Yeah.
But, like, if, like, throughout the fight, you know, like, Sukuna had, you know, been making, like, remarks, they could have gotten around it, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. Then it might be a little weird / out of character.
Okay. I'll go quickly with my favorite scenes, and then we can move on. I really liked the Mekomaru fight. I don't know why you guys hate Mekomaru so much. I thought he was pretty cool. Just the fight was cool. His fight was cool. And he died.
I felt like the whole thing was fan service.
It was fan service. Yeah, I like.
Yeah, that. Like, yeah. Let's just throw in a mecha inside.
Yeah, a huge mecha. Yeah,
for no reason. Like,
no, yeah. Not no reason. It fits with his power of transfer.
Dude, like he didn't do anything. Just remove him from the story, and then, like, the whole thing's the same.
No, he had a little helpful stuff. You know, helpful devices.
That did really nothing. It really did nothing. Okay.
Honestly, without him, it'd be better, because he was, like, leaking shit, right? So
yeah, like,
no, but he had to. He was forced to.
He had to get his body back, which he loses, like, 2 seconds later.
Yeah, but see, that's the beauty of it, though. It's kind of like, that's the beauty of it, isn't that?
Not really. I didn't see him like at his happiest point when he got his body.
No, it's not about being happy. It's like, it's like he did all that for just the body, and then he loses the body anyways right after in a fight that he chooses to participate in.
Okay, I see. Now, you're not saying it from his perspective. You're just saying,
I'm just like,
in just general.
Yeah, in general. Story perspective. That's the cool part of it. I think, which I like.
That's what I'm saying. It's useless.
And he also had like a love story with that sword girl.
No love story, because he didn't survive.
Okay, well, okay.
This is a time waster.
It was not a time. Okay, anyways, I liked
fan
him.
Service time.
I liked him, and then he died. And then I was like, okay, I like the dad character, and he brought him back, and I was like, oh, so cool. And then there's like that fight with the rabbits that Coach Mike mentioned. That was so cool. And then he dies. And then I really liked Mei Mei's fight. I think I mentioned this to the Gochu Mike already.
Okay.
Mei Mei's fight was really cool with that demon where it does the coffin thing. And then she sacrifices her brother.
Yeah.
Yeah, the small fox. Yeah. I like that a lot too. That was really fun to watch. And so I hope she doesn't die.
And I already told Gochu, Chad, she's gone. She's out of the story. She's retired. And
yeah, that's another character. Yeah, where you're just like, you saw everything you can see.
Probably, yeah. And then also, I really like the ability of that 24 frame guy, the movie frame guy. I thought that was interesting. And then how they kill him right after. And then that was like one of my favorite scenes too, is where Jogo just goes and like just puts him on fire, you know, as if they're nothing.
The frame dude, what is it, Zenin? I think he was the one power I didn't like.
Oh shit!
Kind of like how, doesn't really how fit. Pokemon nowadays. You know, they got like Pokemon that are like ice cream cones, right?
That's like that's just a few generations back.
But anyway, it's like
nowadays
Pokemon. Yeah. They're based off of human objects, right? Human ideas, and this is like the same thing where like his power is based off of a human concept, idea, like frames in a video.
Nowadays, right? they got teacup Pokemon
in a film. Yeah, I know they got teacup.
That's a ghost Pokemon.
Yeah, so that's why I wasn't really a fan of his power.
Mm. Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah. It wasn't like a concept like that just exists in the world naturally.
Mm. Mm. Okay, yeah, I understand that sentiment. Okay. All right. Let's just do like favorite characters and then we can wrap it up. Yeah. Okay. You guys have favorite characters, and please don't say Jogo or whatever.
Gojo.
Gojo. Please don't say Jojo.
Yeah, I didn't. Okay, yeah, well, I'm not saying Jogo. I'm saying Gojo.
Oh, shit. People
say Gojo.
Oh, shit. How does Gojo Alex feel about this?
I mean, Gojo, he's hot shit, but, like, just made him, like, super strong, where how can you not like him, mm-hmm. right?
I also just like his character. You know, he's, like, strong.
Gojo Menda, watch Naruto, okay? There's the exact same character there. He has a band like that across his face, too.
Yeah,
is he the same?
And white hair.
And he's a like teacher. He's the main teacher. Yeah, he's super strong.
The personality the same.
The personality is pretty similar. Like,
oh, okay.
Not as cocky. He's more modest Luke
guy. Yeah, a little more. But like, also one of the strongest in the universe.
No, you take that back.
He's not near the same level, man.
I would say he's one of the strongest ones.
He's one of the strongest, like in the first, like beginning arcs, but like,
he's
later
got an
on.
A, okay.
No, he's tier A when there's S pluses. He's not that guy.
Oh, that's a good way of putting it. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Sure.
Oh, my second is Megumi.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah. But oh, I mean, okay. It's supposed to be my favorite character, right?
I mean, come on, Gojo is so like easy choice. Basic.
Well, what about Megumi then?
Like, he's a little complex.
No, I'm asking Gojo Amanda.
Like he has like a backstory that's kind of interesting.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
And do you think he has potential, Gojo Amanda, yeah. to be like a main character in season 3?
I think so.
Will his power catch up to like Yuji?
I mean,
Sukuna has eyes on him, right?
Okay, yeah. Because they were hinting that, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, that he somehow explode. And like.
It's kind of weird because in like Fairy Tail, you have a similar character who
what?
Just summons things. But
are
she,
you talking about Lucy?
Yeah, but she sucks. Like, she's... right? And so I don't see how Megumi can be strong just summoning stuff.
Do you think...
Did you see that last summon?
But he doesn't control it, though.
Okay. Oh, right, that was that fight, too. That was so cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, well, I mean, do you think maybe he will have, like, a different power besides summoning?
No, that's his thing, right?
Yeah, that's it.
They only got one thing each. That's his.
Okay, well, he's gone.
Yeah, he's gone.
And he should have burned them, too. All right. Go to Alex.
Yeah, my favorite character.
Oh, what are you going on with this?
Touge, Inumaki. But moving on to the next season, he's not going to be my favorite character. I also liked Takuma Ino.
What? Who's Touge? Why do you like Touge?
Why do I like Touge? I guess I just like how he's kind of like a cool, chill, quiet dude.
Just like himself.
Okay, never mind. I heard it wrong. Okay, yeah, Touge Inumaki. Okay.
Yeah, but then I also like the Ino dude who's like the suck up to Nanami.
Oh,
the guy with like a weird complex power.
Yeah, with the mask. Yeah. I kind of like his style, but then again, he's another character who's like power is limited.
Oh, for sure. Mm-hmm. Like he's gonna be he's never gonna be S plus.
I was disappointed. I was like, when they revealed this power, and I was like, oh man, no, why?
When he put the mask on,
he's like, yeah. He's like a little kid playing around. Yeah,
exactly. I thought he would like, yeah, power spike. It like, yeah,
yeah.
No, and so now I'm not sure. Now I'm hoping that Yuki shows us something. Otherwise,
she has to.
Yeah, she has to.
Yeah, she has to.
Okay. Yeah.
Cool. I'll say my favorite was. I mean, I already said my favorite is Junpei's mom, Mekamaru, Naname. I liked all the guys who died. Yeah.
So you're not going to watch season 3 now?
Well, I mean...
More people to die.
I like Mei Mei, but then you guys said she's gone too, so she's pretty much dead. So I need a new favorite character. Yeah.
Yeah, me too.
Gochu Mike.
Yeah, Gochu, Chad and I have talked about this already, but it's Todo and Geto.
Okay, so Clappy Guy and then Brain Guy. Cool.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Cool. No. Well, Geto pre-brain. Pre-brain.
Oh, pre, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, okay, that's a little more interesting. All right.
Yeah, yeah, because, like his relationship with, Gojo and his, difficulties with normal humans and stuff, I think was interesting. It's like an interesting villain.
Mm-hmm.
And then Toto's just cool, man. Fuck.
Okay, yeah. I'm surprised no one said Mahito or...
Mahito? Fuck Mahito. What?
He's like the ultimate villain. Okay. All right, let's go ahead and give a spice rating.
I'll give it a 3 out of 4.
Whoa, that feels like
pretty spicy.
Pretty spicy.
Yeah, I mean, I think I enjoyed it while I was watching it. It was kind of sad that everyone just died at the end. But yeah, I think I'll keep watching.
Oh, really? Even though you said 6
Wow.
I'm a little surprised, yeah.
I mean, it won't be binging, so that's also mm-hmm. a plus, too.
Oh.
Yeah, that's true.
But I binged the second season.
I did, too, and it was great. But
yeah,
also,
that was the
it's
best.
Also a plus, too.
It was like the best night of my life. All right. Coach Alex, you want to write in? Or
you want me to go? Okay.
I mean, you want to be last? If you want to be last, you can be last.
No, I'll go. I'll probably get the lowest. Let's see.
Yeah, because Gochu Mike told me that you didn't really like the second season as much.
No, I didn't like it. And then I thought, the opening song, too, that everyone's, like, busting their nut for.
Oh!
Like, you want my special.
Dude, that... Okay.
I think it's mid. It's,
no! Okay, that's how you know you didn't get into it. Because I'm with you there, Coach Alex. That song was, like, mid. And then, like, until it starts to pick up, and then I was like, oh my gosh, this song's hella good. And especially when it gets to the scene where they're doing like the hand symbols.
Mm-mm.
So good. Okay, you just didn't get into it.
I guess not. I don't know. Yeah. It's so easy to get into all the other songs from the other, animes.
Okay, I thought the song was really bad too, okay, until like the last like 6 episodes. And then I was like, oh my god, so good. I listened to it on repeat.
It's darker, you have to get into that like
everything's
kind of shit,
Yes, exactly.
But like all the other shonen, like for the most part, are more uplifting, and even like their darker ones, like the songs are more uplifting. Like I'm trying, like what's the fucking Naruto one? The Sign. Do you know that one?
No,
that's like the Jiraiya pain one, I realize the screaming pain, No.
Not anything like that.
Never. I was thinking more like Bleach, like Rolling Star or something.
No, those are all super happy.
Yeah.
But like, even the darker shonen ones are still like more happy for the most part.
Mm.
Okay. Yeah. No, I get what you guys are trying to say, but still didn't hit for me. But I'm going to still watch season 3. So I think the appropriate score is like a 2.5.
Lower than Gochumanda.
Yeah, lower than Gochumanda. A little bit better than like your average if I just like picked a random shonen anime and watched it, I would say it's a little bit better than the average.
I also don't have anything to compare to.
Oh,
that's true.
That is true.
But that helped his case. I'm all confused. All right. Okay. I have to give. Oh, I mean, if it was just season two, it's automatic 4. But I have to conclude season one too. So I forgot about season one. And season one is like the worst anime I've ever seen. And season two is the best anime I've ever seen. Like, so I'm saying it's two different shows. Like, I don't know why you guys don't agree with me on that.
Oh,
it's
two different shows. Worst.
You know, it's the worst. It's the worst anime I've ever seen. I was slugging through it. It was the worst. I had more fun with like stupid like random shit I just picked.
Okay, go for it.
So I had to give the average. I had to give like a 2.5.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well,
same as me. What the
Because fuck? Season one is so bad. But season one is so good. So it's like averaged up 2.5.
So season one was so bad, but season one was so good.
I said season one bad. Season two was so good. Sorry. Season two was so good.
I mean, maybe I rate it too high now.
So like, if it was like equal, it would be like a 2. But then like season two was so much better than how bad season one was. I'll give it 2.5.
All right. I'm going to hop in. First off, I'm not going to like, well, first off, the worst anime ever seen is a very bold claim. And that is from somebody who fell asleep 3 times trying to start the anime on 3 separate occasions.
Well, there you go then. We agree with me.
However, I wouldn't say it's like the worst.
I've never fell asleep 3 times watching an anime. That's
I know. Yeah.
So you should. Yeah. So it's probably the worst for you too.
It was a rough start. But I think y'all are forgetting the spirit of the spice test. It's not overall. It's like trajectory. Okay.
I thought we're doing it according to like just this.
No, the spice test isn't a review. It's like how spice test is how spicy is it now?
Okay, well in that case, 4 out of 4.
Okay, well there you go. Okay.
Okay, well 4 out of 4. That's good. It's gonna break the spice meter. All right.
Okay.
It's gonna go like more like 8, 10, yeah. Maybe even 12. Out of 4?
Because, yes, that's what the spice test is, right? It's not like what it did in the past. It's doing okay. It's doing a lot better now.
I thought sometimes we rated, like, I thought we thought we were just giving it a rating. Not like, you know what I mean? I thought we did that.
No, I don't know. And maybe I'm just doing it differently. But it's just, for me, you know, we're looking at the past, the present. We're looking ahead. All right. And so, looking ahead for JJK, I'm going to go ahead and give it a 3.5.
What? You said all that and you said a 3.5?
I mean, you know, it's... Yeah. I'll modify it. 3.75. I think it's like the best modern, like, shonen arc. Like, it's so few episodes and so much shit is done in season two. I think it's going to be, looked back on as, like... really like a classic of what to do.
Mm.
Like in comparison to some like other shonens like Bleach, which I love to fucking death, like Bleach, like the first arcs, but like Soul Society was so long in comparison and like less probably like quote-unquote happens. I think it's just like a great example of shonen action done right.
Hmm. That's interesting. You say you think less happens. I feel like in season two of Jujutsu, it's only like half a day worth of action for me.
Yeah,
I feel like I don't think that much happens.
Yeah, story wise, like when we talked about like when we try to summarize it for Gochin Man, I feel like I agree. Not much happens. It's a lot of fighting. It's a lot of cool fights.
Mm-hmm.
You could summarize what happens like in 2 sentences.
It'd be like very long sentences.
Hmm.
Like lots of commas.
Yeah, but like you don't want to mention like characters that don't matter, you know, just if you stick it to the main stuff, it's just 2 sentences.
That's true, but then like lots of like pointless stuff happens, I think, in the other ones too. That just kind of fill stuff up.
Mm.
So I think it's like comparable in the end.
Okay, well, season 3 has to be like super, super good. Because I don't know how they're going to follow that trajectory from, like, trash to good. To, you know? Is this...
I don't know if they're gonna like reach the same, because honestly, like that was like what could they do more?
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's I think we went way over time. What happens in overtime?
You get stronger, right? Buff.
Oh, is that it? Okay.
I think so.
All right, Spicy Gang. Thanks for listening to the podcast. And this is like this topic. I don't know. It wasn't like the ideal topic, but thanks for listening. Follow us on our socials, and let us know if Jujutsu Kaisen passes your spice test with hashtags.
Hashtag you are so spicy. Hashtag Mechamanda. Hashtag Junpei's mom without Junpei. Hashtag justice for Mechamaru. And hashtag no one cared who I was when I put on the mask.
Wow. So specific. All right. Domain release.
Bye-bye. For free.
Bye.
Bye. Oh, spicy.